It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Wednesday, January 28th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. In a time when city and county governments are trying to craft tighter budgets amidst increasing limits on ways to generate revenue for operating funds and providing services, some costs are out of their control. During their regular board meeting Monday, Chickasaw County supervisors discussed spending almost $8,000 to mail out proposed property tax notice hearing information, an expense that Chair Jacob Hackman noted is unavoidable.
And I think some of the new proposed law changes is trying to address and put more information in there. But we have to follow House Bill 718 to submit this, on behalf of tax bodies. And only the three tax bodies that I can see is the county, the school, and the cities. It gives them dates of the public hearing notice and application and their max levies. I don't think we can do this in-house this cheap.
County Auditor Sheila Shackleton pointed out another twist in paying for those mailing services to the chagrin of supervisors.
And then we also have to, they ask that we pay the postage up front.
The last year's postage was about
$5,000-ish. And so they want $5,167.64.
What do you use the taxpayer money into that?
Almost $1 million statewide.
Unfunded mandates.
Despite their frustration, the board voted unanimously to approve the expenditure, which will come out of the supervisor's budget. A $40 million expansion and remodeling project at Floyd County Medical Center continues on track. An FCMC social media post Tuesday indicated that construction was 84% complete and still on schedule with all major milestones. Chief Operating Officer John Perrin says progress is to the point they're almost ready to start using a portion of their new clinic.
For those who have driven by, it's starting to look like it's nearing completion. So we're extremely excited. The first floor of the rural health clinic will open in February, and we will start using that space while we finish the second and third floors. So it's looking like a finished building. It's very exciting. Can't wait for the community to come out and see it.
It's the largest expansion of the Charles City Hospital since it was built in 1965, with completion expected by late spring or early summer. FCMC recently announced the addition of Kirsten Stege as the Senior Director of Specialty Care Services and Market Development, with Ashlyn Roddink becoming the new Director of Quality and Risk Management. Stege, a Luther College grad, most recently served as the Director of Operations for Cedar Valley Medical Specialists. Her background includes leading cross-functional teams through operational improvements, supporting physician recruitment and retention, strengthening referral networks, and developing community partnerships. FCMC adds that Stege's experience in strategic planning, provider engagement, and market development will support the continued growth of the hospital's specialty services. Roddink most recently served as lead quality specialist at Waverly Health Center, where she partnered with leaders across the organization to enhance patient outcomes, strengthen reporting processes, and support compliance efforts. She holds a Bachelor of Science in Nursing degree from Unity Point Health Allen College and a degree in Biological Systems Engineering with an agronomy minor from Iowa State University, bringing a unique blend of clinical expertise and analytical training. Roddink's background also includes critical care and telemetry nursing, giving her a well-rounded understanding of both clinical operations and quality systems. You can read more about Stege and Roddink with this story on our station website. A Northeast Iowa state legislator says it's time to find a solution to the five-year-long debate over a proposed carbon pipeline. Senate Republican leader Mike Klemisch of Spillville led a subcommittee hearing Tuesday on a House-passed bill that would ban the use of eminent domain for the project. It concluded with Klemisch discussing his own plan to widen the proposed route so Summit Carbon could go around landowners who don't want the pipeline on their property.
And we are all concerned about their property rights. Everybody in the Senate is. Everybody in both chambers is. And it's time for us to find a solution, but find a solution that allows us to get ourselves and dig ourselves out of the box we currently have put ourselves in by overregulating the notice corridor.
The ethanol industry and the Iowa Corn Growers Association back Klemisch's plan and say without the pipeline in Iowa, they'll lose money shipping corn to Nebraska ethanol plants because a carbon pipeline is in operation there now. Union reps say the pipeline will create thousands of valuable construction jobs and the House bill would endanger the project. Dylan Gramlich is a lobbyist for the Laborers International Union of North America, which has members who specialize in key aspects of pipeline construction and hope to work on Summit's project.
For our trade alone, that breaks down to over 2 million man and woman hours on this one project, and that's roughly the same amount that our members accrue in a full construction season.
Cynthia Hansen owns a farm in Shelby County that's in the pipeline route and backs the House bill to ban the use of eminent domain.
labor jobs are important, and I understand that. And I don't, you know, I don't want you guys losing jobs, but farmers are businesses too, and we have jobs. We want our land safe to do our jobs on.
Once the Senate Commerce Committee meets to consider the House plan that would ban eminent domain for the pipeline, Klemisch intends to switch it out for his own proposal. A Charles City woman facing trial next month for allegedly assaulting another woman has been arrested on harassment charges from an investigation last fall. The Floyd County Sheriff's Office says 29-year-old Victoria Benson was taken into custody shortly after 9 o'clock Monday night in the 1800 block of Bailey Street. She was wanted on warrants for two counts of third-degree harassment. According to criminal complaints filed by Charles City Police, between November 1, 2025 and January 13th of this year, Benson is accused of harassing an ex-boyfriend and his current girlfriend, driving around his home multiple times and following them by vehicle across town, shouting derogatory remarks. She also allegedly slashed their tires and left nails in the driveway. Investigators say Benson also sent threatening messages to the ex that he will get what he deserves and to the girlfriend that karma is going to get your bleep. Court records show Benson is scheduled for trial February 19th in Floyd County District Court for her arrest last August on an assault charge. She also faces a contempt of court charge for violating the no-contact order against the woman she allegedly assaulted, 32-year-old Ashley Ebrecht, also of Charles City. Ebrecht was also charged with assault in the August incident and on Friday agreed to plead guilty, with her plea hearing now set for February 27th. Benson was also arrested last July on a charge of fifth-degree theft. Benson was also arrested in July of last year on a charge of fifth-degree theft after she allegedly stole a butterfly doormat, with the incident caught on camera. She is slated for a pretrial conference in that case on March 11th, but no trial date has been set. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.